This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And be like seven.
It's Mike Shope.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man. Like plural. Big, lots of S's. Lots of E's and S. Bees. That was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
All right, away we go. Welcome in on a sunny, frigid,
scold
Tuesday. Cold. Glad to have you all with us here. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope has the week off. Nate Geary sitting in today and tomorrow. Glad to have him along for the ride here for a couple of days here. How you holding up?
Me, or are you talking to the people?
You.
Me, okay. I'm all right. I'm struggling through the third deep winter we're going through right now.
Yeah.
I told you before we came on, last week, it was like Tuesday, Wednesday of last week, if you reversed it a year before, I was golfing in February in Buffalo twice that week. So, yeah, anytime.
Anytime
now.
I'm dreading the backyard. The dog.
Fair.
It's been, how long have we had a snow cover for? It's
my sister,
more than a month.
My sister's got two dogs, and she was, and she's pregnant, so she was like,
"It's just going to be
frozen
like,
poop."
No, the problem is it won't be frozen because you're not going to get to it until the thaw. So then it's going to be gross, runny, disgusting poop.
Ah.
And
okay,
twice a day for 6 weeks worth. That's going to be fun. Yeah. Yes, I do not. I haven't been taking my dog around the neighborhood on the icy covered sidewalks. So he's roughing it in the backyard, and that is going to be a nightmarish scene when it does present itself. I looked because you made this comment about a year ago last week, having played golf twice. March 5th was my first round of 2024 at Delaware Park.
It's
last
not looking
year,
good.
March 5th.
Let me tell you,
you're probably right.
It's not looking good for you.
Yeah. Even if it started melting right now, I think it would take a little while for everything to stabilize and things to come around. But anyway, we'll get there. You want to? We're going to get to reverse AFC power rankings. Fear not. We have appointed duties that need to be taken care of, so we will take care of that. Welcome back to our stream fans. We're back up and running here after missing, I guess, a total of three shows, the two morning shows, and yesterday's version of this show was not streaming, but we're back. So glad to have the chat room back up and running there, and I look forward to lots of banter about Sal's Italy trip. You want to make up injuries for Jake Sanderson? While we got a little time here before we get into reverse AFC power
rankings. Athlete's foot. I'm feeling like an athlete's foot.
Something. I mean, it's going to be conspicuous, but something has to happen here.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just somebody's going to have to get a bug or something. That's plausible, right? There's been some flu going around this thing. Makar was sick, missed the first game against the U.S.
Yep.
So Quinn Hughes has been called in, like one of the best defensemen in the world, who was missing this tournament because of injury at the outset. But I guess he's okay now, so he's on his way to Boston. But he can't play unless somebody else gets hurt.
And again, not injured. Hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we got this. Yeah.
Do we have to show blood?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I do want to tell you that today I did feel like I had like a crazy flashback of the Jay McKee thing with Charlie McAvoy having an infection, and I was like, it's just an infection. It's not expected to be long. Yeah, okay, we've seen that one before.
Yeah, we've done that.
Sure, yeah.
We know all about that
here. Yes, yeah,
right? Scar tissue. I want to say thank you for reminding me of that, but no, you didn't need. I didn't even think of that. You didn't need
I did.
To.
It immediately brought me back to Jay McKee.
That's very upsetting. Well, they're going to have to figure something out.
The Doug Janik era.
And I'm not here to complain about the rules. The rules are the rules. The roster construction. You know, can you tweak this and make it better? Maybe a little more flexibility. Sure, that would be good. But I'm trusting they'll find their way to some reason to get Quinn Hughes in the lineup on Thursday night when the U.S. and Canada play for the Four Nations Face-Off Tournament Championship. Do you we'll get lots of time. Do you care at all who wins?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Because I don't I love it. I can't wait. I'm excited. But
you're just excited for the actual product, not necessarily the
game. Yeah, I don't have a I mean, I guess I'd prefer the U.S. win instead of Canada, but like I don't know. I love Canada.
Yeah, I mean, same.
I don't know if I myself like rooting. It's not like rooting against Russia or something.
Sure. I guess I would fall under the category of thinking about, you know, the Olympics the last time that it mattered. There were NHL players in it. The connection for me was Ryan Miller was having.
Well, that's right. I definitely cared about that.
I cared a lot about that. Before there were any like Sabres players, even back when the Olympics were, I think, probably at its peak, right? When you've got the Madonnas and the...
Mm-hmm.
I still found it like, I'm going to root for the U.S. because it's Olympic time. But it's not the Olympics right now. It's just this awesome mid-season tournament. So I guess I'm not up for the – I know a lot of people really clung to the political aspect of it. People that have never really watched hockey before were like, wow, people – they hit and there's fights and people are chirping each other's national anthems. Okay. Listen, if for nothing else, the NHL found a way to create a little bit of buzz about their sport, which they haven't done in – ever. Yeah. So that itself, I think this tournament, even though short-lived, is going to, I think, do more for hockey and the display of the true stars in the league. I think, maybe it was you guys talking about this, it's been so long since I can remember watching all-star level teams play at that type of level. Like there was something on the line. And I yearn for competitive hockey more now. I'm like, this is
yearn
awesome. I do like hockey. Wait, I don't. I'm not hate watching this.
We have to get to the reverse AFC power rankings by rule, but you've touched on a couple of very interesting things here, I think. One, Four Nations Face-Off. Okay, the trophy looks really cool, but like the Olympics would be different. Miller. 2010. The last time I did not have facial hair was because during the second intermission of the gold medal game in the 2010 Winter Olympics, I was plucking hairs out of my face during the second period, and it kind of started to hurt. But I was just like twirling whiskers and pulling them, and I thought, this is like getting close to like self-harm. I'm going to go shave.
Wait, you shaved in the intermission?
Yeah. Is that why they lost? I shaved my beard off. Going into the third period of the gold medal
what
game in 2010.
What is wrong with you?
I was hurting my face.
Nate. Okay, you could have lasted another half hour.
No, you could tell where he was at. He wasn't thinking that clearly. You could tell, yeah.
That is insanely selfish. Like, I'm a superstitious guy. I think I've told you this.
I guess I didn't. I didn't realize to this level.
That's selfish, what you did.
Yeah, the temperature in the room here changed dramatically when I just admitted that. The look on his face just now.
You definitely don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did.
Yeah.
So, you did. Yeah.
That would be like me changing my shirt during the second, like at a halftime, after I did the halftime show.
But I just cut it out, all right? Anyway. All right. I
learned a lot about you today.
I don't think it'll happen again. But
certainly hope
having not. A guy, the goalie, right? That's your guy, right? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot there. This tournament, a bunch of the best players are former Sabres. So I mean, we've got that going for us,
which almost made me consider not wanting.
Some
to watch
of the best
to be
players
honest.
were almost Sabres, like McDavid. But I don't. I got Dahlin's on Sweden. He's coming home. You know, Joki Haru, Lukanen. I don't have a horse in the race, right?
Yeah.
It's really, unless I were going to root against Eichel, which I'm not going to do. That
can't get there.
That would be dumb.
Yep.
So all those things sort of line up to being I'm sort of passive about the outcome. And the Olympics will probably be different.
I think the Olympics will be different. I think this is a really good precursor. It's like it's like a good little taste of, oh yeah, like. All-star teams can be really fun. Watching the best,
right?
Like, absolute best players play is awesome.
Well, speaking of giving a taste, we've already hinted at it. Enough fooling around. Let's get to it. It's time for reverse AFC power rankings, which are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. We are official here for the 18th of February, 2025. 16.
Why don't you kick us off? Why don't you toss one into the ether?
Well, I'm going to say Cleveland. Because I don't really know where Cleveland is going, where Cleveland is headed. I like the coach. It's not a talentless roster, but they're, I think, at gunpoint going to end up trading Myles Garrett. And they still have a $96 million sinkhole with a quarterback with one leg.
And one arm.
Right.
Or, tough to have both of those things.
Right. And I just don't know what the plan is there. I feel like this year is just going to be like accumulate assets, hope we can fix things sooner rather than later, but... I don't know that this year is it. I mean, I guess they could go. Could they go sign Sam Darnold or something? Do they have the money to do that? They can't. They can't.
I don't know that they do. Like, if they end up with, like, Cam Ward, and he's like a fun young, like, he ends up being, you know, this year's version of
Daniels
or Bo Nix, and all of a sudden they're. I just think they're in such a competitive like division. They're 16. Browns.
Okay, Cleveland at 16. 15.
Tennessee.
Yeah. They're a lot like Cleveland. They just don't have the stain of employing Deshaun Watson.
I do think they're going to employ Aaron Rodgers here pretty soon, and that is nightmare fuel. Him in that uniform is gross.
Yeah, that's going to be
like...
He's
not going to play well, but the look of him in that uniform is going to be awful.
He definitely is... Somebody is definitely going to take him on.
Yeah.
Yeah, teams are desperate enough.
I think it's more likely to be the Rams, but yeah, I could see Tennessee being a team. So I think the Rams are going to trade Stafford.
Wow.
Giants?
I should say wow. It's been speculated on. I can't.
I think they're just going to do it. They got to rip the Band-Aid off.
And like Aaron Rodgers is a stopgap.
Yeah, and then they're going to try to accumulate their picks, move all the way up, get their guy next year. Seems risky, but Rodgers is cheap, and he's probably not. He'd probably be pretty good under McVay, to be honest. And I would hate it. It would be awesome. It'd be the worst pairing of all time. But great for entertainment.
Does McVay want to give up control of his team though? Like that seems like a tough one for me.
I think that Rodgers would know he's not walking in there like he was in New York. There are 31 teams that would demand some respect.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the one where he knew that, you know, he'd be the man for right and wrong, and he was certainly something.
More on the Jets coming up at 4 o'clock when Dan Leberfeld, longtime Jets observer and writer, Jets Confidential, has been a regular guest of ours for many, many years on the Jets, at least twice a year, if not four times a year, a couple times in the offseason, a couple times during the season. Anyway, Dan will be with us at 4 to sort of get a roadmap of where the Jets may be going. 14, so Tennessee is at 15, 14. I'm going to say until further notice, the Raiders belong here. They also could maybe pull Aaron Rodgers into their boat if they'd like.
The bottom three feel pretty good. Like that, like any combination of those three, until one of them secures some quarterback at some point. I think those are your bottom feeders right now.
And the Raiders are in a weird spot because they're not even a top three pick. They're six. So they're not going to probably be there for Shadur or Cam. And then all of a sudden it becomes, does Milrow impress at the combine enough for the physical traits to come out?
There it is.
Or
that, and you and Bulldog is hoping that's
the case. He's hoping and praying.
Big
or
time.
Does Jackson Dart? Because he's kind of getting a little bit of
Jackson
yell
Dart
about
is, it's been the first a, it's been pick. A Jackson Dart week. I'm seeing some film, but I did listen, there said there's some Jalen Milrow love out there over the weekend. So I believe me, that's not escaping my attention. All right, the Raiders are at 14. This is reverse AFC power rankings, ladies and gentlemen, powered by our friends at Empire Electric. 13. Suggestions,
the
ideas,
Jets.
New York the Jets. Jets. Okay. I'm just looking to get Pittsburgh, move Pittsburgh up the
down the board.
Down the board.
Thank you. Because Mike is always like for two. This 2 years running, like Pittsburgh is in the teams.
Bottom, yeah,
like they're gonna
win nine games again.
It's just like, what are we doing here? I love how this year. Should we make them 12? Pittsburgh, or is it too soon?
I kind of want to. I don't know what their quarterback position is, and I don't think they're gonna go for Darnold.
Too soon? Okay, we'll wait. We'll wait. I'll save it. 12. I'll say Jacksonville at 12.
Yes. They probably should have gone already, but okay. I kind of forget about Jacksonville and their ineptitude.
Coach came off
very weird.
Right?
Yep.
I'm okay to like push back on that just because coaches have come off as weird before and then hit. You know, Campbell hit
Adam Gase.
Weird. There's the negatives. But even Nick Sirianni came off as weird, and he still kind of stays weird, but
everybody
he makes it work.
Everybody kind of hates Sirianni, but he does
he
get
makes
results.
It work. Yeah.
He does get results.
Campbell came off weird, but like in a crazy, endearing,
yes,
Neanderthalish
like
kind of way that, you know, it's totally been undone by his handling of the team and situations. Yeah,
he had more Gase vibes.
This Cohen guy was more Gase than it was.
Gase
than
vibes.
It was just Duval.
Never forget the eyebrow raise.
It was the eyebrow and like
eyebrow
the
raise.
Yeah, it was.
What are we doing here?
It was.
I'm
cringe.
Just trying to imagine that dude in front of a room of like 60 dudes, you know, a lecture hall, like laying it out there. And
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Again, because it's been a weird moment. You know, we all have them.
5 seconds really is why they are where they are in our reverse power
right.
rankings.
Okay, Jacksonville at 12, 11.
I'm still in Pittsburgh.
Can we pick someone else other than Pittsburgh here?
I mean, there are a number of teams left.
Justin Fields. You think he's going to lead them to 9 wins?
Here's the thing about Pittsburgh. I was going to say last turn, but now we're talking about Pittsburgh again. Only one space up. The board. Anyway, last year, around this time, wasn't it, the building can't decide whether to proceed with Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett. And then both, they blew that up and traded for Wilson and then, or signed Wilson and then traded for Justin Fields, like, within 24 hours of one another. So now today I saw a report. There's a divide in the building about whether it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, right? Tomlin wants Fields. Ownership prefers Russ. So I'm now expecting something completely off the board to happen in Pittsburgh. Because it's the same time, it's the same track as last year.
I would like to nominate someone that I think has an even worse quarterback situation. The Colts. And I don't think they're everything else around. The quarterback is also worse than Pittsburgh. Give me Indy here instead of Pittsburgh, for sure.
I'm writing it down.
Okay.
I'm respecting that.
Okay. I think we can go Pittsburgh here, though.
Pittsburgh at 10?
There we go. Yes. It's out of the teens. Still double digits. We're respecting Mike's, you know, hatred while also pressing the boundaries a little.
Okay, 9. We got to hustle. We screwed around too much at the beginning. Go figure. 9. I will say New England at 9.
Yeah, cap space and high pick can only get you so far.
Cap space established, like they have their franchise quarterback, but their coach is good. Like I think I like how I feel the Steelers are probably going to be good for 9 or 10 wins. I think there's a really good chance that Vrabel's floor is probably very similar to Tomlin's. I think they'll get 8 or 9 wins at a floor. And maybe
I wonder if the roster has so much
work to do
to make up for. But see, yeah, I'm thinking, could it be like Chargers with Harbaugh 1 year? But I think there was more there.
There was probably more there. I think the coach wasn't getting enough out of that roster.
Yeah.
So where are we at? 8 now?
New England's 9, so now we are at 8. Yes.
Dolphins?
Yeah. I think they are so quickly heading towards just an implosion. I know Tyreek Hill like walked his statement back talking about how he spoke to his mom and she basically yelled at him. I get it. But
I agree.
I think McDaniel kind of showed too how limited he is.
They're very close to
as a coach. Yeah. And they're built so poorly.
I'll watch that too from afar.
Speaking of the Dolphins, at 4:30 today, an old friend, a former Bills beat guy for ESPN.com, Marcel Louis-Jacques, will join us. That's at 4:30. A little AFC East today. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's almost like somebody planned this.
Just happened to this.
What a world. What a thing. Okay, 7.
Chargers.
Chargers? I'll listen to the Chargers here.
Chargers?
Sure. Yeah.
Chargers. 6? Is that where we're at?
Yes.
I'm going to go Bengals here. I need to see that defense actually get better. I need to see some improvement there.
I would have really probably liked to have the Bengals before the Chargers, but
the
to your point,
Chargers have been written.
Bengals are here. Bengals have to be next. I think we probably kept the Bengals alive for too long, but
it's Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase there, man. That's the power. Zach Taylor might also be a bad coach.
I think he's not a good coach.
Are they going to keep keep all these guys?
No. They're going to keep Higgins.
I don't think they're going to keep Higgins either.
Well, they're going to tag him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Tag and trade.
They're going to tag, but I think they are. This is a good conversation for. They are towing a line of, we're going to be the first team to put two franchise tags on a wide receiver that doesn't probably really want to be here. He wants to go get paid, and they already don't pay players, and they already have like weirdly done some stuff in public with their best player. They are towing a line in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Of we have a really good quarterback and people want to be here. And soon people are going to remember the franchise you are.
Yep.
They are toeing that line. So, yeah, Bengals. 6-5. Houston?
I kind of want to go Denver.
Oh, that's right, Denver. Houston. I'd like to go Houston here. I think Denver's
on the right track.
I think they're moving.
I'm with you. Houston, I'm not sure what's going on there.
Yeah. The weird Bobby Slowick thing.
Right.
Houston.
Those edge rushers are nice, though.
No Tank Dell probably next year. Diggs is going to be gone. Their O-line's a disaster. Yeah.
All right, Houston. Well, then Denver's got to be
Denver.
4, right?
Denver.
What is going on? It's a little wild to me that Denver's they were 6 last week, 4 this week. What?
They're moving.
Hey, good for 40-year-old Bo Nix right
moving.
There.
40.
Wow. 3.
He can't access his 401k without penalty. So That's nice.
Buffalo here.
Chiefs. Who'd you pick?
I'm going to put the Chiefs here.
All right.
I didn't. Last week it went Buffalo, KC, Baltimore.
I did not like that.
I did not like that either. I don't really have a reason to put Buffalo below Kansas City.
I have no reason to put them below Baltimore.
Who's going to be 2? Buffalo's going to be 2?
No, Baltimore's, I think Baltimore's going to be 2.
You're going to put the Bills 1?
I think so.
I went on the record. I said Buffalo 3.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I'm going to say Buffalo 2 then.
I'll go Buffalo 2 then.
I can't in good conscience preside over a program that puts the Bills at the top spot.
Mike will not be nice to us next week.
I don't care about that. I just, you know, it's you know,
they beat,
my name's on the sign.
They beat the Ravens pretty recently.
And the Chiefs beat the Bills.
They did, but.
Got you there a little bit.
I think it's how we all feel about where the Chiefs are. and where they're going.
That might be right to the extent, too, where I feel like Baltimore is like just a sports psychiatrist away from being like 15-2 and running to the Super Bowl.
It is written. KC 3, Buffalo 2, Baltimore 1. All right, everybody, how'd we do? Reverse AFC Power Rankings again, powered by the nice folks at, Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. 803-0550 is the number. Nate Geary is in for Mike today and tomorrow. We can pick up on this Bengals conversation you were just hinting at. I want to get your thoughts on the pecking order with the Bills and contract extensions for guys that are now eligible, certainly highlighted by the last week or so's worth of social media activity from a certain running back. We got a lot to get into with Nate. We haven't had time together since before the Bills lost to the Chiefs, if I remember correctly. I think we worked together one day that week before the AFC title game, and then not since. So, a lot to pour over with Nate as we get up and rolling here on a Tuesday. Again, the number is 803-0550. If you'd like to join in, plenty of room for you. Dan Lubberfeld on the Jets at 4. Marcel Louis-Jacques on the Dolphins at 4:30. In between, just us hanging out, talking some football and some hockey and probably some golf and bad TV shows all today here on WGR.
The cap is going up each year. We just got new TV deals, and, you know, we all want to stay together. So we're all going to do what it takes to do that. And, you know, we have great players that have done great things and deserve to be paid. They're going to be paid what they're worth, whether we do it or somebody else. I hope we do it. I think, you know, we've had the discussions that the guys are going to get paid that need to get paid. And so it's a big offseason for the Bengals.
That is Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. He, of course, has already been paid, but pretty notably, his number one and number two wide receivers, both of whom I think are positioning themselves as though they should be paid like number ones, are looking for contracts. Jamar Chase was eligible last offseason. Nothing happened. T. Higgins was franchised last year. The word is they're going to franchise him again. They've got some time on that. Today at 4 o'clock, I think, is the first day you can start laying that tag down, but then they've got like a week, 10 days, whatever. It's before free agency begins that window closes. So I wouldn't expect a rush there because you've got time to still work out a contract with guys. The thing that's interesting about the Bengals, Nate, and you alluded to wanting to get maybe more into them, so let's do that for maybe a couple minutes here, and then we'll segue into talking about the Bills. But I want to pretend as though this is the Bills that have this problem, right? Mm-hmm. So the quarterback obviously wants his guys. They've got a premier edge rusher that needs a contract adjustment.
Yep.
They've got a number one, clearly one of the very best wide receivers.
If not, like, the best.
The best in Jamar Chase. Higgins is maybe the best number two receiver in the league. I have questions about whether I would want to commit to him as a number one at that money, but certainly somebody would do it if he hits the market. I don't think there's any question about that. He becomes somebody's number one wide receiver if he hits the open market. And so there's Burrow talking about wanting to keep it all together. He's got his money. He's got his big contract. And yes, the cap is going up, and there's always ways, you know, a lot of people, there's always money in the banana stand, right? Would you want the Bills to pay on, let's say Gabe Davis were T. Higgins? No, you know what? Let's just say these guys are on the Bills, right? Chase and Higgins are on the Bills. Wouldn't you be inclined to? I have to choose. I have to choose one. I'm not going to do what Miami did, which is pay huge money to my quarterback and huge money to my two wideouts and then scramble around for the rest of my team. I think I'm going to choose. And maybe the sooner the better. Because T. Higgins has to know, like, the meter's running. Every time he plays, he runs the risk of suffering some kind of grievous long-term injury that will forever alter his ability to get the big contract with the big money. This is a second offseason in a row they're playing hardball with him. I'll be surprised if they reach a long-term agreement with him, because I think they probably don't want to because of what I'm saying. Like, would you be advocating for signing two receivers at $28 to $35 million a year?
Absolutely not. Especially after what I watched Josh Allen do this year with nothing close to anyone that's really as good as Higgins, much less Chase. And that's really where I think as a franchise you have to sort of get to, because Joe Burrow's in a unique quarterback. He needs an elite offensive line. Two of the guys that they have paid big money to on that offensive line are useless, and they need to get rid of them. Alex Kappa and probably Ted Karras, too. I mean, two combined $17 million between those two, not working. Orlando Brown Jr. was not a good signing for them. He's making a ton of money. He's making $15 million this year. So Hendrickson's at $18 million. He's basically saying either extend me at the money that I would deserve or I'm out. He's 31. On the other side, Sam Hubbard is like 32. Also probably needs to get an extension as well. They have so many holes to fill on the defensive side of the ball. So many. They need to revamp the offensive line significantly. All of this aside, did you know that not one time in the franchise's history, not one time have they restructured a contract? I did the research. They have not restructured one contract. They do not.
How do they live?
They do not. Because they haven't been good.
Century in the NFL. They've been incredible.
And they didn't. They refused to pay Carson Palmer. They let him go. They traded him. They paid Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow's cap hit is going to be, in basically, this is the smallest cap hit he's going to have for the next couple of years at $46 million. It balloons to like $55, $57 over the next couple of years. He's 29. Can't move. Needs an elite offensive line. And he's going to need you're going to need your elite receiver. They screwed up immensely not getting Chase extended last offseason when he first became eligible, because what Justin Jefferson made in that contract, it's not going to be, I at least need that. It's going to be 10% more, 15% more. He's going
to
reset the market. So they just, and they're probably not going to extend him this year. They're probably going to wait till next year. So they are, in terms of organizations, the money they spend, they're the poorest team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on this program. It was the morning show. It was like Brett Coleman was talking about how when you make these moves,
you need to have the cash.
Cash in escrow.
Right.
They don't have the cash.
Right.
So that's why they don't restructure a lot of these deals. That's why they don't kick the can down the road. And they're looking at a situation now where they've got a quarterback at $46 million that's going to be 53 next year. And Joe's talking about, we're going to do whatever it takes. Are you willing to take a pay cut? Because if you're not, they're probably not going to do what it takes to keep these guys around. Higgins is going to get the tag this year. He probably, because the NFL is this way, it would be a tag and trade. I think the idea there would be is because they're not going to let him walk for nothing, except on a second franchise tag. Do you know what that number is going to be?
$26 million,
yeah, that's not a tradable contract. Like, you have to have a team that's going to take that on that has the space available, and then you get your extension in place. There are plenty of teams with $26 million available. But, you know, like, I just think that you're decreasing. If they were going to make the trade, they should have did it last year. Everything that I've watched them do, it's like they don't know they have an unbelievable quarterback and that they should be doing everything they can to figure out how to maximize this window they have. They've missed the playoffs now. He was injured last year, 2 years ago. But, like, they've missed the playoffs two straight years after making a Super Bowl. So, yeah, like, if I'm the Bengals, it's for me, it is, how do I dramatically remake my team in an offseason? Because for me, Hendrickson's got to go. You got to get rid of two starting offensive linemen, which means you have to replace said offensive linemen. You have almost nothing on your defensive line. You have Logan Wilson, who's a good linebacker. You're going to lose your other guy who just came out this way, Jermaine Pratt, who's not really that good anyways. He's going to go. They signed Geno Stone. He's probably got, like, they have. That's why I wanted to bring them up the reverse power rankings list a little bit.
Yeah.
I do not think this is a team. Like, I know how their fans talked, and it was all about, oh, man, you're lucky the Bengals weren't in it. And maybe that's right because their offense is so good.
Yep.
That roster, the set, they've got $46 million in space as it stands right now. What makes you think they're going to spend to that? I don't think they're going to spend to that. They're kind of like the Sabres, except they've got really good players that haven't forced their way out yet. They are one neck injury away from being the Sabres.
This all kind of works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the news today, though, is we're keeping the band together, though, right?
Sure. And if they do, they will put out there a worse defense than they had this year and probably a worse offensive line. Because you're talking, let's just say, $35 million a year for Ja'Marr Chase. That's
okay.
Probably a little conservative. $35 million. 25 for Higgins? 22? Hometown discount, 20. 35, 20, and 50. Is that 35% of your salary cap on three players that are all playing the same side of the ball? I just think the justification of keeping Higgins doesn't make sense.
I 100% agree. They should. Well, I mean, I guess they kind of tried. They drafted Burton last year, who, I mean,
stinks.
Try not drafting insane people.
Yeah.
Right. You know, do a little more work there and stay away from all the red flag guys. Because, yeah, you should have been trying to do what, you know, what I think a sane team would do, which is replace the guy who's too good for you to keep, which is what Higgins has become for them. And I think they have botched. They botched it all. So if they keep it all together, I think look out below, because like you're saying, the rest of the roster is in need of serious repair, and they might just roll out there like, oh, we kept Joe Burrow happy. We kept his guys here, his receivers, and we're going to go play the feud this way. And, I mean, I kind of wish them luck. I've thought the whole time that their financial situation really was something that bared watching. Like, will they be able to commit the money to doing business in the 21st century in the NFL? Because they are maybe the oldest school ownership that there is in the league.
Yeah.
And that comes with financial realities. And so, man, now moving on from Higgins, I mean, we'll see. Maybe they can make it work. I don't know, but I would not want the Bills to be in that spot.
No.
Like if Gabe Davis had been great and Diggs was not wanting to get out of here, I would not have wanted to pay them both.
Nope.
I don't think you can do that. And you got to choose, right?
In today's NFL,
I'm going to pay a corner, not two corners. I'm going to pay a receiver, not two receivers. That's the gig.
And you have to be able to draft, and their drafts have not been good, which is why they've got a void right now. They've got this void because they have not been able to backlog that roster. That's why they just didn't have. They lost that safety tandem, Geno Stone and
Jesse Bates.
That defense fell apart, and then they just got rid of the second best defensive coordinator in the game, in Amarillo behind Spagnuolo.
He certainly was. His reputation was soaring prior to this year.
Don't get me wrong. You know, Al Golden is their new defensive coordinator. Came from Notre Dame. Very good defensive coordinator. He'll be great, but. Yeah, I don't know. That to me is not a team that is ascending. It is a team that is, I think, falling backward dramatically. And if they commit, if I'm the NFL and they sell, if they tag T. Higgins again, I'm not bailing them out of that. Half the $26 million in a book. Take more than half of your current salary cap space and dedicate it to your number two wide receiver. We're not helping you get out of that. I wouldn't. Why would you trade assets? He'll be available next year. You're not tagging him for a third time.
Right.
If I want him, I'll wait.
803-0550 is the number. We'll get the Bills pecking order on extensions here. Benford, Bernard, Shakir, James Cook are the big four. And, of course, James Cook has been making some noise. We'll get Nate to weigh in on that before we segue to a quick trip around the AFC East during the 4 o'clock hour. At 4 o'clock, Dan Lubberfeld, long time on the Jets beat, gives the lowdown on a new Rodgers-free Jets world. And then at 4:30, Marcel Louis-Jacques on the Dolphins. That's all straight ahead here. Nate Geary's in for Mike today. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR. Cruising along here on a Tuesday. Thanks for hanging with us. Nate Geary sitting in for Mike Shope. I am the Bulldog. Zach Jones along for the ride as well. Are you still watching the golf, the indoor, the Tiger, Rory? What's that called?
TGL.
TGL. Are you still doing that?
No, I got a new Xbox, so I've been playing NCAA football on the time that I am not watching shows that I just stop watching so I can play Xbox.
Got a new Xbox.
Yeah. I had an Xbox One, which I bought in 2014. Not really a big gamer, but I really wanted to play college football. I've been wanting. And there's a new golf game coming out. So if I can't go outside and do it myself, I'll just play it on my TV.
All right. Good.
So I haven't watched. I was in it for like the first 3 weeks. Last couple weeks, I just...
Yeah.
It's not been... part of it is there's just actual golf on I can watch.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
It's great. I think they need to move it back if they're going to do it next year, presumably, like December, January, and into February, because February is you got Riviera,
right?
Waste management.
I'm ready to go. Yeah,
I'm back.
Yeah,
I don't need this. I don't need this anymore.
Bought a new Xbox, so you're still single then. Good. Good to know.
That joke was better than the sail to Italy joke, I guess.
I don't know.
Equally
bad.
There is a group in the chat now.
Well,
that is all about.
Oh, you know, well, I'm aware. I'm talking to the people. Nate.
Yes, you are.
Those people specifically. I guess
I am talking to you. Those four people.
You four people. Thank you for being there. I don't know really what the hell's going on, but you know, whatever. Thank you for listening and watching, I guess, and chatting. We appreciate you chatting.
All of it. All the engagement.
I've dipped in. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a big commitment. No, I mentioned the golf. The fake golf. Scotty, the last 2 weeks. I don't know how closely you were watching the Waste Management on Sunday or the Genesis on Sunday. I know all the names of the tournaments now. I'm a changing person here. I don't even know who I used to be anymore. But Scotty, the last two Sundays, front nine is like, look out, here comes Scotty Scheffler, and then the back nine, and it's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What's the puncture wound? What's happening here?
A little rusty.
I don't know, man.
He shot a 76 on Saturday.
Yeah.
That took effectively.
But
took
still,
him out
like
of it.
He got within two, I think, yes, of the lead on Sunday. Like, oh, he's gonna win this thing, and then it's like he flubbing chips out of the rough, and like what the.
So
he still had a look at it on 18. I recognize.
Yeah.
But man,
Oberg bogeyed like 11, and I cashed out and put my cash out, and then another $25 on Maverick McNealy. So that's how my Sunday went.
Maverick McNealy is that's AI. It's not a real person.
He barely looks real.
No one is really named Maverick McNealy.
And
I will die on that hill. That is not a real dude.
He grew up at his childhood home is on Pebble Beach, and he flies his own plane to golf tournaments.
See, again, further proof, not a real dude.
Yeah, don't disagree.
Doesn't actually exist. Has never eaten a hamburger. Just not. It's not a real human.
Never
eaten anything. He's fake. He's computer generated. Maverick McNealy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bitter much.
Real-ish.
I got Scotty at like plus 1,200 Sunday morning. So, you know.
There were a lot of the chat was cooking. My chat was cooking Sunday about, we got Scotty at plus
5,500.
Woo!
Yeah. No. It didn't work out. All right, we'll hit a timeout here, get into the Jets and the Dolphins in the next hour. Dan Lubberfeld, first up, Jets Whispers, longtime regular guest of ours here on the show. So we'll take a look at the post-Aaron Rodgers landscape, at least according to one longtime Jets beat reporter. Marcel Louis-Jacques follows him on the Dolphins at the bottom of the hour. So an AFC East hour ahead for you. Nate Geary in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.